Welcome to Board Game Briefings by Boardroom Gamer. It's time we talked a bit about Imperial Settlers. You're excited about a new land, new opportunities, various resources. The only problem, so are the other settlers. In this card game, you take the role of one of four different societies: Romans, Barbarians, Egyptian, or Japanese. The game is focused around each player's central deal board and faction's specific deck of cards. You'll use these cards and cards from the common pool to build buildings and bolster your economy. The cards are played next to your central deal board in three rows consisting of production, feature, and action. Here's how a typical turn works. There are four phases, starting with the lookout phase. In short, this is when you gain cards from your faction deck and acquire a couple cards from the common deck. Phase two is your production phase. You'll gain resources as printed on your deal board, as well as any from buildings you've placed in that row. Third is the action phase. It's now time to do some stuff, like build locations, make deals, activate action locations, and a few more things. Last is the cleanup phase, where you use storage abilities to save goods, then discard all non-saved resources, workers, and tokens. Give the first player marker to the next player in clockwise order, and make sure to move the round marker to the next space. Repeat this for 5 rounds and the game ends, and victory points are tallied. And of course, whichever has the most points is declared the winning faction. Imperial Settlers is a pretty good card game for 2 to 4 players, and a great way to get some new people into the gaming hobby. It's not a hard game to learn, and it offers younger players a chance to get in some reading and math skills while having a bit of fun on the table. So, which faction will you control when you play Imperial Settlers? Our board game briefing.